fresh back from Washington. And good morning, Senator.
Great to be here, Brian. You did a terrific job Saturday night at the Rocky Mountain Health Foundation. 400 people, ballroom was jammed, great turnout, great folks, and thank you for your continuing commitment to the community.
You bet. Well, again, that's you know, that's one of those great conservation groups, and truly a great group of people. Jerry Gallus and his crew continue to do a very good job with the number one banquet in the nation as they move forward. Hey, on your travels home, did you go through the screening? Did you go through the groping and the feeling and all these things that we're hearing about on the national news? Is it that bad, Senator?
Well, I think they've gone too far. I think they really have. I mean, obviously, security is critical. I'm not sure they're doing it the right way. You know, Bobby and I went to follow the Pokes the week before to UNLV to root on the Cowboys, and flying from Las Vegas to Washington, I had the full body scan where you have to put your hand up in the x-ray, and then I had gotten selected for additional screening. It is astonishing, and they were checking my fingernails and my hands for, I don't know if they were looking for gunpowder or something, and I had to kind of go off into a separate area. I don't know how they choose who gets selected for additional screening. They say it's random. We want this guy to be safe, and they have been, but you have a couple of terrorists who were flown from other countries into the United States, the Christmas Day bomber last year, the shoe bomber who tried to blow up the shoe. Those people did not board planes in the United States. They had the terrorism was on their minds. So I think that what they've now instituted really has gone too far.
At the same time, Senator, this is one of those issues that you look at and you think to yourself, you know what, this makes more sense to do profiling in this situation than in any other situation in our lives. When we look at those who are committing the acts today, it is not a 58-year-old grandmother who is traveling with her two grandkids. It is not that family of four that is traveling from Des Moines to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving. It would seem to me that our time and our dollars could be much better spent in this effort.
When you hear the terrorists, when you kind of get down behind it and you hear some of the reports that are coming out, what they're really trying to do is disrupt our economy, hurt us in any different ways they can. And when they disrupt our economy by making it less appealing to travel, less appealing to visit, and then spend that money, it hurts the economy. It slows us down and is a drag on us. And in that sense, we cannot let them lose.
No. Well, it will certainly be an interesting day tomorrow, and we were visiting about it here this morning. There are concerns of disruptions, of things happening at the airport tomorrow, of folks not wanting these pat-downs or not wanting the full body scans and really creating more of a problem than we ever saw before.
Yeah, and I hope that doesn't happen. You have a lot of people trying to get home for the holidays and get through so in a safe and peaceful manner, and we hope everybody can get home and be with their families for the holidays.
New leadership position for you in Washington, D.C. Has it made a difference in your life? Has it made a difference in the way you do business on a daily basis now?
Well, it has Wyoming in the room when the decisions and discussions are being made. So I'm very fortunate and privileged to be able to continue to represent the people of Wyoming, and now in this leadership position in the Senate. Bobby and I were back in Washington last week. We had orientation for the 13 new Republican senators as well as the six new Democrat senators. And Bobby and I had a chance to meet their spouses and their families in a way that we wouldn't have been able to do if I hadn't been in this position. And a lot of what you can accomplish in the Senate has to do with relationships. So I think it's given us an opportunity to build very good relationships on both sides of the aisle with the new people coming in. I'm going to continue to put Wyoming first, as I always have, and having a great partner like Bobby is makes it especially wonderful.
Yeah. I was more than a little concerned Republican leadership hesitating on the earmarks of the issue, and as opposed to coming out and just immediately saying, you know what, we don't want any earmarks anymore. There was that hesitation. Was there that discussion in the leadership of the Republican group to say, hey, you better make a statement, you better make it strong?
You know, and 13 different times since I've been there, there have been votes on having a ban on earmarks, and every time I voted to ban earmarks. They're not the solution to the whole problem of spending. It's 1.5%, maybe 2%, but it's the gateway. If it's, you know, they put something in for some one state into a bill, then another guy says his thing is in too, and then you vote for a bill. I don't, but some people do vote for a bill that has much more spending in it than anybody else would want to have. So I think it was the right decision by the Republican leadership and the Republican caucus in our conference. And it was overwhelmingly supportive of saying, we need to not do these earmarks. Now, Harry Reid and the Democrats said, no, we're going to keep doing them. Apparently they didn't hear the voters speak on November 2nd, but the voters have spoken loudly and clearly. We've got to stop the spending. We want economic prosperity in this country. And when the government is doing this kind of spending and borrowing and growing bigger every day, that's not helping the country. You know, you were on a little earlier with Lewis Talbert, and you said, you know, small businesses, that's what makes this country work. And it's tougher on small businesses now when the government is continuing to poke its finger into the decisions made and the expenses that have to be borne by the small businesses of this country. That 70% of the new workers in this country come from jobs from small businesses. And you have to worry about health care mandates and increased taxes and issues of what energy is going to cost if they try to do a cap and trade. Those are all things that make it tougher with Washington regulations make it tougher on small businesses.
I just saw reports, I think 68% of small businesses not expecting to hire any new bodies over the course of the upcoming year. This Saturday is Small Business Day. It's National Small Business Day. And the encouragement out there is to visit those small businesses and give them your business, to give them an idea that that they are appreciated and that truly our communities are not the same without them.
And, you know, any community in Wyoming, whether it's my wife's hometown of Thermopolis or right here in Casper, we're a community of small businesses. That's how we started. That's how it's part of our heritage, and it's a big part of our future. So it's very important, and I encourage people to go out and visit our small businesses. Those, you know, I don't think you have to wait till Saturday. You can go today, tomorrow, and let them know how much we appreciate what they mean to our community. And they're the ones, Brian, who Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, all the silent auction items, those were donated by the small businesses of Wyoming. So they play an active and integral role in our community.
As you had mentioned, Harry Reid, I know that he has a list of 10 things that he would like to get accomplished during the course of this lame duck session. I'm not sure the 10 things have gotten accomplished over the course of the last year. What makes anybody think that we're going to be able to get something done in the course of the next 30?
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that he's pushing is the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty with Russia. And that's been something that's been talked about for the last 9 months. It's never been to the Senate floor for a debate. And to think he's going to do that plus 9 other items, to me, is ludicrous. I'm, you know, on the committee that's looking at that treaty with Russia that has to do with our nuclear arms. And it's a big, important issue for Wyoming because of F.E. Warren and our intercontinental ballistic missiles. I have concerns with the treaty. In the opening paragraph, about the preamble, really, I think, limits our ability as a country to defend ourselves against nuclear attacks. And I'm less worried about Russia than I am about North Korea, Iran developing nuclear weapons. So the issues of what we're discussing with Russia is one component of it, but the other component is us as a nation being able to defend ourselves. And I think it's some of these rogue nations, these folks out there who are very difficult to understand, to deal with in a rational way. That's where our concerns are, and so I'm not at this point in favor of this treaty.
No. Well, and again, there's a lot more that's going to be tried between now and Christmas time and the Christmas time break. It'll be interesting to see what actually gets accomplished.
Well, they're looking at don't ask, don't tell in the military. They're looking at a whole new budget for next year. They're looking at the Food Safety Act. And he has a long laundry list, and I think we're only going to be there for a couple of weeks.
Right. Alan Simpson, just coming out of the deficit gathering, and I know that, well, it was about 6 weeks ago, a bunch of hubbub over what was going on, and now some of the details are coming out about what they are proposing as a group, as a committee, and folks aren't happy. But the bottom line is, when you start talking about spending, and truly, if you don't have the dollars, the spending, the cuts have to come from somewhere, and we have to at least open the dialogue and open the door to start talking about these things before we can get anything accomplished.
Well, we do, and the committee that former Senator Simpson is chairing has 18 members, and they have to have an agreement of 14 of the 18 before it even comes to Congress. So they have not yet gotten their 14 in line. So I don't know that we're going to see anything, but as only Senator Simpson could say the other day, he said, if this gets to the Senate, there's going to be hair and eyeballs on the floor. So it's going to be a heck of a fight. You're absolutely right. We have to get the spending under control. Last year, I think what we borrowed for every dollar we spent, we borrowed 41 cents, a lot of that from the Chinese. That's not a responsible way to do it. You mentioned that earmark ban, which is important, but just a small amount of it. I think we need to go much further than that. And the Republican conference came out and said, we need a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. We have that in Wyoming. In Wyoming, we have to, by Constitution, balance our budget every year. I think the president ought to have a line item veto. I think the president ought to come up with a budget each year just within the confines of how much money we're going to be bringing in each year. The president said not so long ago, in terms of taxes and the whole issue of taxes, are they going to go up next year or not? He said, we have a lot better ways to spend the money. And I gave the Republican response to the national radio address and said, Mr. President, with all due respect, it's not your money. The money belongs to the taxpayers of this country. And, when they commit their tax dollars to Washington, they want to make sure they're getting value for their money.
Well, and I think that's the biggest thing is that I think everybody agrees that we need to pay taxes and we have to pay our fair share. But when it's not being spent well, then we have very big and specific problems here. Medicare, Medicaid. Look at the fraud that's being perpetrated in that particular project alone. And this is not something that's just happened. This is ongoing year after year after year. Social Security was set up to where it should have been hands off for perpetuity. But the federal government would find themselves a shortfall, and they said, well, we'll just borrow this from Social Security, and then everything will be okay. Well, it's not okay, and now we're talking about this thing going bankrupt. It's government's done.
It is. It spends too much, it borrows too much, and it grows bigger every day. And Social Security, you're absolutely right, it's going to work. You put money into your account, and then when you retired, it came out, and more money was going in than was coming out, and then they started to take money out to spend it not on Social Security but on other things. The same thing with this health care law with Medicare. They've taken $500 billion out of Medicare, not to strengthen Medicare, but to start a whole new government program on something else. And that's where they have gotten it completely wrong. And I think that's why the voters spoke on November 2nd all around the country. You saw this tide switch of 6 new Republican senators, 61 new members of the House of Representatives. Because people have said, this is just not right. We can't go on. It's irresponsible. It's unsustainable. And now these telephone town hall meetings in Wyoming, Brian, as well as travel around the state quite a bit, and people worry that it's irreversible. Are we ever going to get back, get our country back? And that is a worry that I hear amazingly frequently.
Yeah, well, and that's the big thing is can we ever get it back? Maybe we can touch on that and other things. Maybe we can talk into coming back and joining us for an hour-long conversation over the Christmas break.
That'll be terrific. And since you mentioned Christmas, the Christmas tree, the Capitol Christmas tree, is coming from Wyoming this year. It's traveled around the state and was through here, and it is now on the road to Washington. But people turned out in all of the communities of Wyoming to sign the big the box that had the Christmas tree in it. And it is. I talked to the crew last night. They're in Memphis and heading to Washington. They'll get there Monday. I'll be there to greet them Monday, and it'll be a wonderful time. We'll have people from Wyoming coming for the lighting of the Christmas tree on December 7th in front of the Capitol. First time ever that the Christmas tree comes from Wyoming, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, and much of that credit goes to Senator John Barrasso for the hard work and the diligent work in making sure that happened, that tree coming from Wyoming. So thank you for that hard work, and a tremendous amount of pride. You saw it in every one of these gatherings, over 500 people from the community of Casper out when they came through here. It really is something to hang our head on this year. So, Senator, again, thanks for all the hard work, and we'll talk about an hour-long program when you come back for Christmas.
Good, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone, to all of you, Mr. Fine.
Same to you and Bobby and the family. Thank you, Senator John Barrasso, again. As we get a little deeper into December, we'll carve out some time and make that hour-long conversation, get a little deeper into some of these subjects, and we'll give you a heads up, let you know when it'll happen, right here on K2. 33 degrees, winds to match, our wind chills in the teens now downtown.